views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And today is February the 16th, 2017. I just want to thank you all for joining us today on this Thursday. And truly, truly do appreciate you all. And sincerely thank you for being a part of the show. And of course, at any portion, at any time during the show, jump in, be a part of it. Because it's very, very important that we have, instead of having a monologue, you just hearing from me, it's great if we have a dialogue, we can hear from we. That's very, very important so that we can actually grow and get out the information. And not only that, that also motivates us to do certain things that are necessary in our lives. Most important thing, knowing some things is very, very important. But doing something about what you know is more relevant than what you do know. So very, very important that we don't just listen and sit back. And please do not use Tando Radio Show as a form of entertainment, because it's not entertainment at all. There are many shows that you could use for entertainment, and I don't believe that a lot of people do, but just for those that do, this is really a show about you preparing yourself for what's coming, and it's very, very important, or what's already here, or some of the next set of events that's going to happen because of what is happening now. So with that being said, everyone, in order for us to maintain and continue doing this, we need Black Talk Radio Network to continue to be on air, providing this information, providing these platforms, providing these programs, providing you an opportunity. And how do we do that? We can give some of our financial energy. And how do you give some of your financial energy? You can give some of your financial energy by way of donations, and you could go to Black Talk Radio Network's website. That's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there you will see on the far right-hand margin, you'll see the donation prompt that's there. Just go ahead, click on that donation prompt and follow the instructions so that you can give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to grow and bring you what you've deemed as being relevant and necessary, so that we could have this for those that we have yet not named. Very, very important. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media network as well for you to engage in all of your social media activities, and that is known as BTR Community, and you can find that there on the website. Also, you can go to www.btrcommunity.com, and on the website is underneath the donation prompt. Just scroll down. You'll see the B that's there. You can engage in that. Now, that social media outlet or network has been put together so that you can engage in your social media activities without you being adversely affected or by you, because a lot of people may not realize that there may have been different positions, jobs, and everything else that they weren't able to acquire or to retain because of their or maintain because of their social media profile. There is, it's just a dequalifier, and not only that, they use it to data mine, you know, your overall links to the general population and so forth and so forth, so on. So it's actually, FedBook is actually run by, was put together by the military in its overall doctrination in the intelligence agency to keep tabs on you. That's why I don't use FedBook. And I don't use the other mainstream media, Snapchat, Twitter, and all of that other stuff. So you could use BTR Community for only $24 a year, and that will hold your that $24 will be used to maintain and uphold the overall system and get everything that's necessary for you to be able to engage in your social media outlet. So very, very important. Come on board with BTR Community. It's the only place that I actually post different things. And whenever you hear what's in the news, that's where I'm posting different things too, so that you can actually, it's no different than FedBook. It's quite easy to navigate, easy to use. Only thing that's missing is you. So come on over to BTR Community. Also, if you would like to acquire some real money, or to save as a king or a queen, or to save as a lady and a gentleman, and not to save as a slave, you can come, go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint, and check out what they have there in inventory, and just email wolf6pack1@gmail.com before you make your purchase, so someone can contact you and make sure that you understand the complete buying process and you buy correctly, okay? So definitely you can do that at Prosperity Mint. If you can, even though you're not paid as a king or a queen or paid as a lady and a gentleman, because a king and queen is paid in gold, a lady and a gentleman is paid in silver, a slave is paid in debt. Even though everyone that you probably know, most likely you know, and everyone that I know is paid in notes and is paid in debt, even from, you know, I won't say everyone that I know, but the lion's share, there are a few people that I do know that aren't paid primarily, but they still are paid in forms of debt. So you want to make sure that you don't, just because you're paid in debt doesn't mean that you save in debt, because if you're paid in debt, you stay in debt. Sorry. If you're paid in debt and you save in debt, you stay in debt. One of the ways you get out of debt is you don't use a debt instrument as your primary source of maintaining and upholding and storing your energy of your past or your labor. You could do that by going, getting real money and going to Prosperity Mint to do that. Very, very, very important, okay? Now, also, there is going to be a wealth seminar that's going to be held in Dallas, Texas, and it's put on by the Vault Group, and that is going to be March the 25th of 2017. And if you would like to get on board with that, that will be from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., and I believe the admission is going to, I'm pretty sure the admission is going to be $100 per couple, and $125 singly. This is hosted by the Vault Group, and I believe one of the members is going to be coming in today. Let me see if I see my man. He may have forgotten, but that's okay. Or got busy. He probably will jump in a little bit later. But the Vault Group, and that's V-A-U-L-T, like a vault. Group is holding a family business private wealth seminar in Dallas. And if you would like to RSVP, you can definitely do that. It's I posted it there inside of BTR Community. It's there, as well as you can email. Let me see. Let me get how you can do this really quickly. One set. Okay, so you can. Let me. One set. Everyone, get this for you. I'm gonna post it inside of BTR Community, and that way you can have access to it if you would like to be a part of it. And members of the Vault Group is going to come on. They came on earlier this week. I believe it was Monday that they came on. Don't quote me on that one, or Tuesday. I know it was either Monday or Tuesday, but it's there. And they gave all the information. So go back to the podcast and pick up that portion of Tando Radio Show for Monday or Tuesday, and you will hear where you can email. And I will try to get that I will get that information for you. I believe one of the Volt group members is going to be coming on today, and once they do, and if they do, but at some point, don't worry about it, we'll still get it to you. You can also text me at 951-790-8330 if you would like for the for them to email you the RSVP. One second, everyone. I got to do something really, really quickly. One second. Scotty, could you hold it for me one sec? One sec. Sorry about that, everyone. So I posted it inside of the inside of BTR for you to check out on Tando's page on in BTR community. Sorry, we got kind of messed up there. So we're it's right there, and I believe that some of the members of the Volt group will be coming on. And let me check to see if I see them. Nope, they're not there yet. They're probably caught up in some business, but they will be on to just explain what's going on there. They're having a family business private wealth seminar. I will be one of the presenters that's there. I know some of the other presenters that are going to be there. You do not want to miss this opportunity, and they're going to be talking about trust and foundation, how to protect your wealth, how to acquire wealth, and how to leverage it to your complete advantage. There are a lot of advantages to doing that. Many people, many so-called wealthy people know this, and they've been practicing this for a very, very long time. This is why there's a difference between their overall everyday engagement. Now, I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. One of the things that I've always learned is that's very, very important, is that while poverty screams, wealth whispers. And you really, I think it's very, very important for you to learn the whispers of wealth, okay? And there's a lot of influence, and there's a lot of leverage that's gained in the whispering. The reason, one of the reasons why the wealthy whisper is because they don't have to yell. Because the overall economy is beholden to them. And this is why they whisper. They whisper what they want done. They whisper what to do. So very, very important. So let's jump into what's in the news. So sorry about that, everyone. Got a little distracted there. Okay, so first one that's there in the news, I posted the invite for the Family Business Private Wealth Seminar that's going to be happening. Definitely engage that. First article from Bloomberg. This one comes from Bloomberg. Kremlin tells media to cut back on flaunting Trump's coverage, sources said. The Kremlin ordered state media to cut way back on their flaunt coverage of President celebrity figurehead Donald Trump, reflecting a growing concern about senior Russian officials that the new U.S. administration will be less friendly toward them than first thought. Three people familiar with the matter said, let me tell you something. I got to give it to Vladimir Putin. He played this like a violin. This whole thing, played this like a violin. Yes, the overall, it is going to get much, much worse. So check out that. Read between the lines, ladies and gentlemen, on what's really happening here, what's going on. Next article comes from the Federal Reserve. This comes from the Federal Reserve Board of Governors in Washington, D.C. They released this today, and we're probably going to talk about this, and this is going to be a part of tomorrow's show. Very, very important. There's delinquencies that are on the highest rise. Mortgage delinquencies are on the highest it's been since 2006. And then, lo and behold, household debt has grown largest since 2006. So I said, stand by. So check that out. It is definitely unfolding. Next article from Sovereign Man. And I think we posted this one yesterday, but I wanted to repost it again. Fed president says U.S. banks have half the equity they need. Basically, they need to deal with any kind of crisis. And it says the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis blasted U.S. banks, saying that they still lack the significant capital to withstand a major crisis. Why are they saying this, ladies and gentlemen? Because they know that a major crisis has already started. It's been happening for a while. They've been waiting for the opportune moment and the opportune conditions and the opportune environment to pull it. Remember where pull it came from. That's when they said when they wanted to bring down building number 7 on September 11th, 2001. So they are going to pull it at a design time. Next article, Roz sent this one to me. It's from, where did this one come from? This one came from Daily USA Update, I believe. Yeah, dailyusaupdate.com. Roz said, Dave, read this, Dave. And it's breaking news. Trump just signed the welfare law we've all been waiting for. So, and Roz said this is a setup for concentration camps. I didn't have time to check it out, but it says, just the caption of it says, celebrity figurehead Donald Trump just signed an executive order that will eliminate millions of deadbeat drug addicted and scam artists from the welfare roll. No longer will an able-bodied person get free food, liquor, cigarettes, cash, and lottery tickets off of the working man's dime. And so that was there, but this has all been put into effect for a while. It was actually, it's been a part of the whole plan. It was under the celebrity figurehead Obama administration as well, and then I guess celebrity figurehead Trump has signed an executive order on it. So I'm going to definitely take a look at this. This is definitely a Financial Friday thing that we need to take a look at. Thanks, Roz. Very, very important article there. So next one, Roz sent Robert De Niro and Robert Jr. Kennedy offer $100,000 for proof vaccinations are safe, which they absolutely are not. So check out that article. And next one, Roz said this from Bong Bong. This comes from, it says, more anti-money laundering measures hit China as the top three Bitcoin exchange freeze with withdrawals. This is very, very important, ladies and gentlemen. I know that Bitcoins is the big thing and everything else. Do not over leverage yourself in Bitcoin. I treat Bitcoins like I do any bank account or anything else. The only thing that I have in it is what I'm willing for them to steal. Bitcoin, and it says, Bitcoin spike price has been driven almost entirely by Chinese money laundering, trying to beat the country's current capital controls, the country's currency controls, which is the same thing for capital controls. The controls that have tightened so much that it is tanking the whole the world's real estate market as offshore buying abandoned their deposits and disappear. Now, China's top three Bitcoin exchanges have frozen all withdrawals for 30 days. See, this is why you don't do it. Let me tell you something, and I didn't mean to get so animated. I've been talking about this, and I know this is why Roz sent this, because Roz has been listening to this program since we started. I've always said, if you don't hold it, and if you don't control it, you don't own it. And the thing about this is that Bitcoin is nothing new. This is actually, regardless of what they tell you, the bankers instituted this, and this is a banker's wet dream. This is a cashless society that they want to move with, even though cash is bad, but cash does give you some form. It can do some things that a digital or electronic currency can't do. Can't do it all. So you have to know, especially in today's environment, know the tricks, know the difference, and the only way you really know that, we're going to have to get back to our precious metals class in our preparedness training. I've been kind of busy doing some other things, you know, just growing some things, and I needed to really, really focus on there on that. Hopefully, you know, we'll get back to the precious metals in the preparedness classes, because there is some real education that we all need to engage in. This is one of the reasons why it's so important for you all to come and be a part of the overall the event that we're going to have here in Dallas on March the 25th, the Family Business and Private Wealth. You need to definitely be there. If you can make it, come on down. It will be well worth your overall travel expenses and everything that you, the information and knowledge that you will receive to better protect yourself. This is something where you will benefit more than anyone else. So very, very important. So great posting, Rod. For 30 days, it's all been frozen there. This is what they can do with digital currency. They can debase you like that quickly at just a keystroke. Oh, you're done. I don't care if you had a million Bitcoins in there or 10,000 Bitcoins or what. How many Bitcoins? You got them in there, but you can't use them. So they killed the medium of exchange with it. And this is the thing about electronical and digital. It gives the overall institutions of fraud, the ubiquitous fraud that is practiced throughout the economy, it gives them even more leverage, and it deleverages you. Very, very important that we know what's really going on. But let me see. I think I heard someone in the background. No, okay. So let's jump back into what's in the news. Next article. This one comes from The Independent. Pentagon considers sending ground troops to Syria. The U.S. The Pentagon is reportedly considering sending conventional ground troops into northern Syria for the first time to accelerate the fight against ISIL. Only small teams of U.S. Special Operation Forces are currently authorized in the country. And the decision to send troops would be in the hands of celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump, who recently ordered Defense Secretary James Mattis to draft a new proposal to fight the terrorist network within 30 days. And I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter how they get them there. They're going to get the troops in war everywhere, and that expansion of that war is going to be huge. And they may tell you that they plan on doing this, fighting this group, that group with the Russians, but what naturally is going to turn is that this is going to turn into a shooting war between the United States, is going to perpetuate and further extend World War III, that's going to move quickly into global nuclear war one. So know what's going on and be thoroughly prepared for it all. Very important. Next article comes from RT International. And this one, the headline, the caption didn't pull up. Russia Crimea in the Ukraine. Basically, Russia is saying that Crimea is our land and we're not giving it back. And this goes with celebrity figurehead Trump said that they basically stole Crimea. He said the Russians stole Crimea. So here's what it says. It says this comes from RT International. Our land. Russia tells the U.S. that the Crimea won't be given back to the Ukraine at all. So, and this was in response to Sean Spicer told reporters that U.S. President, celebrity figurehead Donald Trump has to be tough on Russia and expects Moscow to return Crimea to the Ukraine. We talked about this briefly yesterday in what's in the news, but this was another furtherance. This one actually came from the Kremlin and the official so-called Russian government, celebrity figurehead government as well. So check out that article. Next article, if everything will come back up, please. Next article, just click back in here. Next article comes from Bloomberg. Very, very important one. This came out yesterday. This is Bloomberg. Came out today, but the information came out yesterday. China's holdings of treasuries dropped in 2016 by the most on record. So yesterday, December's finally came out. Once the treasury puts it out, I'll put it in so that you can see it. But this one comes from Bloomberg. China's holding of U.S. treasuries declined by the most on record last year as the world's second largest economy, which is not true. China is the world's first economy, the world's largest economy as a singular country. So as the article says, the world's second largest economy dipped into its foreign exchange reservoirs to bolster the yuan. Japan, America's largest foreign creditor, trimmed its holdings for a second straight year. And this is very, very important. Now, in December, they did pick up, I think it was 9.1, can't remember exactly what the number was. China did drop, but they also picked up some treasuries as well. Let me pull the article up because I want to give you the accurate numbers, because it's very, very important for those of you that like to read between the lines what this really means. Here it is. A monthly treasury report was released in Washington on Wednesday, and I missed it. I will find that. I will put that up. It's not hard to find. I will put that up. Showed that China holds $1.06 trillion in U.S. Government bonds, which is way down from what they had before. It was huge. We read those numbers. Notes and bills in December. And it says $9.1 billion from November, but down $188 billion from a year earlier. So in December, they picked up, between November and December, China picked up $9.1 billion more treasury notes, but they were still down $188 billion from a year earlier. And it was the first month of increase since May. Man, they're playing this like they're doing it thoroughly, setting everybody up. So we'll take a look at this exclusively tomorrow on Financial Friday, because that will be very, very, very important and significant to what the things that you should be doing now that you know. So, and we are all accountable for what we know, so that should be telling you something. If the rest of the world is dumping treasuries, you better be doing it too, because they're going to force it to you. Don't hold on to you, because they're going to force it to you even more from what everyone else is dumping. You need to protect yourself, just like as other countries are, other sovereign wealth funds are seeing that they need to protect themselves. So check out that article. Next article. This one comes from Keep Talking Greece. Bank run under capital controls. Greek withdraws $2.5 billion in 45 days. 2.5 billion euros in 45 days. Whew, that is a bank run. So the bank run is starting to kick back off, or is still running in Greece. I guess a new race has been gunned, and they are definitely are sounded off, and they are definitely running in it. And it says, posted by Keep Talking Greece, an economic delay in the talks between Greece and its lenders have brought back the ghost of Grexit, meaning Greek meeting, leaving the euro exit. So it's a Greek exit. That's what Grexit means. The grave disagreement between the International Monetary Fund, also known as the IMF, everyone, and the European leaders, Grexit bombshells flying around, and Greece reluctant to accept additional austerity measures and have increased uncertainty among the citizens for one more time. So what they've been doing is running and taking their overall currency out of the bank. And let me tell you, the Greeks are experts at this now. They know what they should be running into, and if they were wise, they would have been continued to running into real assets. Even no matter how much they have, there's still assets that you could acquire, and that's what's happening here, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to continue to perpetuate and grow. Next article, Rod sent this one, and this was from Foxless News. Brazil loses one-third of its Amazon rainforest in 12 months, the agency says. Good Lord. And Rod said, this is crazy. And Rod said, what the H is a WTH question mark. These disagreeable, diabolical psychopaths, are trying to kill us all. They're trying to kill us. At least half of the medicine plants comes from there. That's true. Half of the medicine plants do come from there. This is organized global non-white genocide in the making. Well, very true, but the only thing with this is that this is killing everybody, white and non-white. This is because this is the lungs, and this is how the planet actually is able to increase and hold its overall oxygen supply and the overall quality of the oxygen supply, and the percentage of oxygen within its atmospheres is actually from the Amazon. And so the article says in 12 months period that ended last August, Brazil lost almost one third of its Amazon rainforest and is at an all-time record that has been set off at loud alarms among scientists, environmentalists, and everyone who knows that the region is not only the so-called lungs of the planet, but is also the home to about 2.5 million species of insects, tens of thousands of plants, and about 2,000 birds and mammals. And I'm going to tell you, this is actually how the ecosystem has balanced with disease, with everything. So this is what the planet, this is the living planet's growth. This is what the planet has for its sustainability and for it to continue to live. And so this is all being deforested. Deforestation of this is really a murderous genocide of all species, even the planet itself. So, but believe me, the living planet of Earth is not weak or naive, and there will be an appropriate response to some of the inhabitants that abuse its overall privilege to be here. So check out that article. Everything froze up on me. Hopefully it unfreezes. One second. What do we got going on here? So that is very, very critical. Hold on, everyone. My darn mouse went dead. Hopefully the batteries didn't run out on me. But if they did, we'll just keep going. I'll just have to manually do things. Sure do. Okay, next article. Very, very important article. Okay, I got it back. Okay, next very, very important article. This one we may need to even talk about today. This one comes from enpeople.cn. This is a Chinese newspaper. Draft of maritime law revision says China may bar foreign ships from passing through its waters. The People Daily Online, that's what this has said. China is to revisit its 1984 maritime traffic safety laws, which would allow the relevant authorities to bar some foreign ships from passing through China's territorial waters. The Legislative Affairs Office of the State Council announced Tuesday it is soliciting public opinion on the revisions. Ladies and gentlemen, and my commentary to this is a step towards conflict, big time. This is where I believe the war will really ignite. And this article is just too important to pass up, and this will be a part of today's show. So, and then the next article comes from sfgate.com, and I believe that's San Francisco Gate. And it says, see how empty Lake Orville was during the drought compared to its current dam crisis. And this is what we need to really talk about today. So check out, and I said these two must-see before and after sets of photos. Now should come the question as to why. What's really going on here? So, and also I posted another set of pictures that came from ibtimes.co.uk. California's drought before and after photos show falling water levels in lakes and reservoirs. You need to look at these photos, ladies and gentlemen, because to me they tell everything that is going on happening in California. In today's show, the power or failure to anticipate, a real-time example at Orville Goldville Dam. That's today's show. The power of failure to anticipate. What that means is critical that we have the power of anticipation and not be subject to the failing of anticipation. Fail to anticipate. That can be extremely, extremely brutal and cruel. And this is something that we have to start to really talk about and gravitate and know the importance of all of this. So that's going to be in today's show. We're going to take a look at this and what this all means, because in my opinion, it's extremely, extremely important. So we're going to jump right into that. And I will say to you, ladies and gentlemen, what you see happening, and we briefly talked about it yesterday, and we're going to touch on that today. What you're seeing in California, what you're seeing in California has everything to do with oro y plata. Oro y plata means gold and silver. That's really what this is all about. So we're going to jump in that. But before we do that, there's an article we have to pull up, and this is from the People's Daily Online that comes out of China. This is a must for us to look at. And this is a draft that is being set forth in China. And believe me, in my opinion, they're going to pass it. And once again, this is en.people.cn. Very, very important. Here it is. And this is the English version. It comes from the Global Times, and it was stamped as for today. So this came out earlier today. When I saw it, I said, oh, shoot, here it goes. We're getting much closer to it. It substantiates and validates why we have Tando Radio Show. Here it is. Here's the article. China is set to revise its 1984 maritime traffic safety laws, which would allow the relevant authorities to bar some foreign ships from passing through China's territorial waters. Now, why is that so important? Remember yesterday we had talked about that China has said to the United States that they better not do the freedom of navigation through the South Sea of China by their ports. And they told them that those islands are theirs, and it is invaluable. Inviolable, meaning you can't violate that, and they will see to have confrontation with you. And the reading between the lines is that they're going to defend it. And now this is another step to doing just that. This is one of the things that some of the steps in the process is you get before the overall conflict happens. Here it is. So the Legislative Affairs Office of the State Council announced Tuesday it is soliciting public opinion on the revisions. The draft would empower maritime authorities to prevent foreign ships from entering Chinese water if it's decided that the ships may harm traffic safety and order. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? They're going to draft this, they're going to pass this, and then they're going to make this the overall policy in which is going to have procedural enforcement by PLA, the People's Liberation Army. And they're going to, in the PLA Navy, the People's Liberation Navy, they are going to enforce this. And who are they going to enforce this to? Who do you think they're going to enforce this on? I'll tell you who I think. Japan, until Japan becomes a part of AIIB and come to realize that it's China that they need to mend their relationship, and there's some things that they need to mend because of the past relationship, and that has everything to do with the genocide that Japan had brought upon the Chinese people during World War I, World War II, and a couple of other times in history, and the United States, particularly the United States, particularly the celebrity figurehead Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, particularly the celebrity figurehead Defense Secretary of Defense James Mattis, and particularly the celebrity figurehead president of the United States, Donald Trump, and all those that would try to not to uphold the one China policy. So the article goes on. A maritime border expert at the Chinese Academy. Oh, no, I missed it. Let me go back up. The draft revisions stipulated that authorities will be able to designate specific areas and temporary bar foreign ships from passing through those areas according to their own assessments of maritime traffic safety. Now, here's another and critical point of that. China is now invoking its overall number one economy on the rest of the world. How are they doing that? Because there's billions and trillions of dollars that goes through those waterways in the South Sea of China. And that is where I believe it's over 50 or 60% of the world's manufacturing is produced out of those that area, particularly within the ASEAN nations. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations. If you're not familiar with that, that's something that you should be familiar with, especially if you're in business. But not only that, just the everyday people. So China is not only enforcing its overall, its predominance there in the South Sea of China, protecting the islands, but it is also setting forth the rules and the regulations of the trade routes. And this is where the United States is going to say, no, you can't do that, and I don't care what you say, we're going to violate it. And this is where the jump-off is going to be. This is where the jump-off is definitely going to be, and it's forming to that, and you need to be prepared for it. Because once it happens, ladies and gentlemen, there's no going back to last month, last year, 2 years ago, or a week ago. Things will rapidly deteriorate after then. So the article goes on, and it says, the revisions are based on the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, also known as LOST. I just added that, but that's what it is, Laws of the Sea. The UN Convention on the Laws of the Sea is also known as LOST, which means that a lot of the waterways in the United States are no longer the United States, the borders, nor the waters within it. They are owned, controlled by the UN. So the article continues. And China's laws on the sea, adjacent areas and exclusive economic zones, exclusive economic zones, the official said. A maritime border expert at China's Academy of Social Science told the Global Times on Wednesday that the revision will provide legal support for China to safeguard its maritime rights, for China to basically go to war, to enforce by force its overall territorial waters. And they are going to put up a no-fly zone and a no-sail zone all in that area. That's what they're going to do. Article continues. Have to move this down. My mouse went back out. I think my battery's on my mouse, so got to move this down manually. Okay. Article continues. As a sovereign state, the largest coastal state in, for example, the South Sea of China, is entitled to adjust its maritime laws as needed, which will also promote peace and stability. Peace and stable development in its waters. A professor of the School of Law at Shanghai University agreed, saying that the revisions would strengthen China's management over territorial waters in the new era. Where is the new era? Them being the number one economy in the world, ladies and gentlemen, is the new era. And also because the United States has taken up the posture of protectivism, China wants to have global cooperation in trade. That's the new era they're talking about. This is everything here is directly pointed towards the United States and confrontation from when the celebrity figurehead Rex Tillerson, when he was trying to become Secretary of State in his nomination phase, when he said that China should not have access to those islands in the South Sea of China and should be barred from those areas. That was an act or an aggression of war for China. And this is why they're setting all of this thing up. This is definitely going to pass. They're going to institute this, and they're going to have procedures and policies to enforce this. This is why China is speeding up its overall blue navy creating different aircraft carriers, and they're probably within the year going to be done. But I don't think it's going to take that long before them to engage in this overall conflict. And in my opinion, they have already probably completed what they really need to defend that and to defend other areas throughout the world, and that is by their submarine fleet. This is going to get really ugly relatively soon. So I'm going to just read a couple of more things here, then we'll get ready to go to the commercial break and get into the other part of the show. This is just as equally important, because this has everything with you. Please do not fail to anticipate. Look at where you are geographically in this country. Look at where you are within your cities or in your rural areas. Look at when the just-in-time delivery system stops, or when you can no longer access banking, or you no longer can access fuel because of this war that's going to be going on. And it's going to be, it's not just going to be ones with bombs and bullets, but first and foremost, what it already has started to be, it's going to be with cyber attacks, a cyber bomb, and hacking. That is going to be the first thing that goes on, because that's how the lights get turned out. So very, very, very important that you know these things and anticipate that this is just like Orville's dam filling up and it's been compromised. Don't wait for the evacuation order to be given to you where you have no leverage and you got to run out right away. Strategically prepare yourself now, ladies and gentlemen. You have to anticipate things going wrong and have a comprehensive, responsible plan already in place that suits you and your family and everything that you resonate with, hopefully that being the community in some form, in some fashion. Things are really, really, really picking up, ladies and gentlemen. It's no more going back to Disneyland and Disney World. It continues to destabilize itself, and they have all the characters in place to kick off this overall war. So just a couple more things. So you can see here in the article, it says the buffet. Okay, I got that part. Yang added that China should take the lead to establish the legal order in the Yellow Sea, the East China Sea, and the South Sea. Oh, man. Did you see what China just did here? They extended this into the Yellow Sea, the East China Sea, and the South Sea. They're going to command the whole region. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? They're going to extend it into the Pacific as well. They're going to extend it into the Pacific as well. And it goes on to say that... I got it in the right place. Okay, foreign submersibles should travel on the surface displaying national flags and report to Chinese Maritime Management Administration when they pass China's water area. The draft says they should also get approval from the relevant administrations to enter China's internal waters and port. What's the submersibles, ladies and gentlemen? That's submarines. They're saying that no submarine can be submerged. It has to surface and run its flag in contact before they get into Chinese waters to do. So what does that mean? Now, if any of the U.S. Navy or any of the Japanese Navy's submarines are in the air, they're full targets to be told to either surface or to be debt charged. Man, this is really, really kicking up, and I hope that you're getting it. Foreign military ships that are approved to enter China's waters should apply for pilot. Foreign ships that enter China's waters without approval will be fined 300 to 500 yuan, about 45,000, I can't see what that number is. And those violating Chinese laws would be expelled, it says. Well, they're going to do more than expel them. They're going to sink them. China's waters are open to foreign ships as long as they do not damage the waters' safety, order, or China's sovereignty, Yang said. The draft also states that the people in distress at sea have the right to rescue without charge, adding that human lives should come before the environmental assets. The state council and local government should set up maritime search and rescue centers if needed to organize, coordinate, and rescue and command rescue operations. This is what they said. And the revision may take effect in 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a key part of it all in 2020. Let me tell you why I think that's a key part in 2020. Because in 2020, this war may already be over, and they will have already now expanded into the Yellow Sea, because Japan will have already come around to saying, you know what, maybe it's better for us to be with you. And they're going to claim those whole waters. They're going to claim those historical ancient territorial waters. And it's going to go, ladies and gentlemen, into the Pacific. But they're going to start enforcing this, in my opinion, very, very soon. China is setting this thing up and is being masterfully played out in a way that most people here are not prepared for or have no clue that the waters of the dam are overflowing and have started to cause the compromise of and the structural compromise of the dam itself. The dam is about to break. It has sprung leaks. Now, I'm not talking about Orville. We're going to talk about that next, in the next hour. Very, very important. Hey, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, this is very, very important. I hope that you realize the overall importance of what we just read in this the power or failure to anticipate. You have to anticipate that this is going to go even further. I wouldn't even be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, if all of a sudden that Mexico, when they align with them, is that they're going to do the same things in the Gulf of Mexico. China is already in the Panama Canal. They own the Panama Canal, a very important strategical trade route for North, Central, and South America and the rest of the world to have trade with those with the continent and with the regions. Man, this thing is really, really blowing up. It is going to blow up into all-out war, ladies and gentlemen, a war in which the United States, in my opinion, which you know as the United States, will become the untied states of America, because it will lose this, as history is calling for it to lose, as it has called for in the past under different premises and different names. So you're listening to, if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **, and we will see you in queue. We're going to come back in the next hour after the commercial break, and we're going to be looking at Goldville Dam in Goldville, California, with a lot of what they've been telling you the name of it is Orville Dam in Orville, California. Has very, very, it's extremely important events that are going on there, and things that you need to know as to what this really, in my opinion, what it means and what's happening there and how this could adversely affect you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to go to a commercial break, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue and we'll bring you up. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. We'll be right back.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025, then hit **, 866-510-9025, hit **. Okay, so now we're going to get into the second part of the show. We're going to get into Goldville, California, and Goldville Dam, otherwise known, a.k.a. known as Oroville, California, and Oroville Dam, which is being said for and is being reported and has been named so named and covered by the mainstream media and many other outlets. Now, what I want to do is just give a quick update from what I know of what's going on there and to give you some reference as to what I know of that area. So know a little bit about it, but I know a lot about that area as far as the historical importance of it. Remember when we talked about the overall Queen Khalifa and the relationships with China and everything else? You know, it was actually from just the historical mainstream media historical events. It was the Chinese that actually taught the overall the 49ers and the Americans and that were mining that area. They were actually the ones that and it was the black people that they don't talk about that were there, the indigenous black people that were there and have always been there. They actually showed them how to actually effectively mine that area. And this is from ancient times, and this is what we really need to look at. And there's a reason why I think that the events that you're seeing now happen. As I said yesterday, I do believe that Oroville or Goldville Dam has the opportunity to be Katrina North or Katrina, California. And just as in Katrina, the levees were blown, in my opinion, the overall structural integrity of this dam, Goldville Dam, was blown, because that's what Goldville is Oroville. Ore is Spanish word for gold is ore. So ore in English is gold. Gold in Spanish is ore. That's why they named it Oroville, because of the historical, they changed that all around from the historical times of what was there and what is still there as we speak. So let me give you what I do want to say before I do it. What I do definitely want to say, I want you all to go to what we posted inside of BTR, inside of BTR community on Tando Radio Show's page, and look at the pictures from SanFranciscoGate.com and from IB Times, International Business Times .uk.co.uk. International Business Times.uk. Look at the before and after water levels in California, and some of them, the photos actually come specifically from Oroville Dam. And I actually saw these waters, and I actually, at the time, I was actually going up to Seattle, Washington, from Southern California, is going up to Seattle, Washington. And it was the second time I was going up to Seattle, Washington. Can't remember what I was going up there for. Oh, yeah. Was going up there to Seattle, Washington, doing some stuff with Empowerment Radio Network. And I called CeCe, and I sent CeCe, and I actually posted them inside of our the group that we had known as RDP and Tando. I actually, a while back, I posted the photos, and a lot of those photos came from Oroville Reservoir or Oroville Dam area. And you can see the overall water levels. I couldn't believe my eyes. I knew. I said, who drained the reservoir? Who drained this reservoir? Because the overall water levels look just as that, as if the water was drained, intentionally drained. And I do believe that that was the case. Do I have specific proof of that? No. But just because you don't have does not mean the absence of a conspiracy agenda is not there. I knew that the conspiracy agenda would make its way out and play itself out soon enough. And lo and behold, I think this is it. Could I be wrong? Yes. But what I won't be wrong about is about the importance and the opportunity and what this overall event and this tragedy that is going to happen there, if certain things don't happen. If the rain comes, it may be no way to get away from what's going to happen. It all depends on, and it just started, it rained lightly there yesterday, and it started to rain today, and is going to, if the rains that are expected to come this weekend do come, and they're supposed to come at levels of having anywhere from from 6 to 10 inches or more of rain, with the overall snow melt that's happening and everything else, there's no way in the world that Goldville Dam or Orrville Dam will be able to withstand that overall capacity of water, that influx of water. And that dam will give. That dam will give. And by looking at the overall pictures of it, it tells you. Now, I will say this. From seeing it with my own eyes, and once you see it with the pictures have one representation, but for you to see it for yourself, and I remember sending it to Cece as I was driving up. I sent the pictures to Cece from Black in Business, who will be coming on after Tando Radio Show. Just couldn't believe what I was seeing. But I wasn't surprised. Wasn't surprised at all. Here's what the problem is. And let me give you an update on what's happening there now in Goldville, California. And I keep saying that because that's the real reason why it's happening there. The overall spillway that's in Orrville, if you notice, the overall erosion from the water coming down the spillway is actually destroying the overall spillway structure itself. The concrete spillway is being compromised by the overall flow of the water. The water is just eating it away because of the amount, the volume, and the pace of it that is coming out is just destroying and eroding everything. Water is some of the most destructive. It is probably the most destructive thing on the planet. There are very few things that could withstand water. Even though it will take water a long time to dilute it, it still will do it. There are very few things that could withstand water. Or the placa can. Silver and gold can. Because one of the reasons why silver can is because there's silver in water. Whenever you look at the water and you see it sparkle, that's the remnants of silver and gold inside of that water. Just don't tell you that. That's what you see sparkling. All right, so this spillway has started to compromise the overall spillway itself. And they said that they needed to get the overall, they needed to get down below 50 feet, the overall, the water level. And they said that they were able to do that. But the structural integrity of this dam has already been compromised. And they've known about it for a very, very long time. There's reports that they knew about it 12 years ago, and they did nothing about it. In my opinion, because they know what's going to happen in the future, because they are not prophets. They just write the laws to bring in what they tell you that they're the prophets about. That's one of the things about being a prophet. You're not a prophet if you're writing a book and you already know what the outcome is because of what you're going to do. It is nothing more than your plants. Nothing more than your plants. And so what happens here, in my opinion, the drought was the perfect plausible deniability for the overall structural damage. Here's why. As I talked about yesterday, one of the things that's very important to know is that when those waters had filled up that dam, filled up that reservoir, and was within the reservoir, and this goes for all reservoirs, Lake Mead, Hoover Dam, all of the dams and the reservoirs, when the water is filled within the reservoirs to capacity, okay, what that does is that it's the water's overall weight keeps the overall land mass in place. It keeps it from moving as much because the water is extremely dense and heavy. And because of its density, it's heavy. This is also why they lied to you about climate change, because there's more water on the planet than there is air. So there's no way in the world that there could be global warming, because there's too much water on this planet to be global warming, because water is denser than air. One of the truths that they lie to you about. And what happens? Water evaporates in two. So water is the barometer, is a very key barometer on the weather here on this planet. As the sun and the water. Okay? That's in the overall current, in the movement of, in the overall ebb and flow of the winds, the trade winds, and the overall ebb and flow of the celestial movement. Okay? So that's why that global warming stuff doesn't bear weight. It's a lie. But climate change, yes, it definitely does exist, because man can change the climate now with technology. High frequency aurora research program. But yes, there is climate change. But see, they're making you think that you're the reason for your farting and the cows farts and all these other people and the cars fart. That's what's doing all of this. See, they're blaming you so that later on they can tax you and enslave you further. So they tell you that you're the problem for the conflict and the crisis that they've created. Why? Because we believe them, because we go to their schools of institutions for doctrines and for degrees and everything else. And so whatever they regurgitate to us, whatever they vomit on us, we regurgitate the lies. So here's the significance of this. If this rain comes this weekend, and anybody that's there and that's honest and truthful from a standpoint of an engineer will tell you that spillway is not going to uphold and that dam ain't going to hold. It's going to be compromised. Here's the big problem. It's coming out so the water is escaping so much, and how much water is going to take? It has the ability to compromise the whole reservoir. So all of that, remember, Goldville Dam is the largest dam in the country. And believe me, in my estimation, it was not by coincidence that it is. Not by coincidence that it is. And I would say this is where this is the power to anticipate. If you see all of these things, if you lived in California and you lived in that area, you should have been well aware of the overall adversities that drought in California was going to cause by multiple ways. Even if you didn't live near the reservoirs, it still was going to adversely affect you because of your availability to water. California, Southern California is a desert. And believe me, there's only two ways out of Southern California. And those two ways can be easily choked off. And if they are choked off, you have to go through Death Valley, the Mojave. You won't make it if you don't have the proper assets. And it's not a mile. It's not 2 miles. It's not 100 degrees. It's 120 degrees at times. And it is sand everywhere. And it's deep sand. You wouldn't be able to get out of Southern California. So, for everyone that was there, the power to anticipate. For everyone in California, in Southern California, you should already know where other water sources are and how you could actually acquire water. Guess what? They took a big one away from you with Fukushima. The Pacific Ocean, you can't use that water anymore. So your desalination from the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, if you just needed a boat, get a desalination. Oh, believe me, I know. That was one of the things that was on my list. And that was one of the things that I was going to do. Okay, cool. Don't have to worry too much about water. But I knew that whole water access was going to be cordoned off to where it would be difficult for you to get to it, even though it's huge. But you would still be able to get to it. And if you were able to get to it, all you had to do is have a proper desalination method, and you had water. Can't use that anymore. Can't use that anymore. So what did it tell me? Time to go before the problems. So now, in California, with this whole Oroville Dam, I wanted to make sure no one was there. Okay, cool. In California, when that drought was happening, that told you that the overall, because of that, in California produces a large percentage of the overall food production in this country. Huge. The water itself there was going to be expensive, and the food was going to be expensive. So that was my anticipation of the problem. But here's what really happened now, to where it starts to play out now. If you live next to a reservoir, if you live next to this dam, you should have considered what is your most immediate threat, and your most immediate threat would be if that dam was compromised. And this was the reason why. By earthquake. If you had a large enough earthquake in that area and that dam was compromised, all that water was coming downstream. That should have been the number one reason why you should have considered where you were before you pitched tent there. In seismic California, you're going to put yourself in the way of the largest dam in the tallest dam in the country. You have to anticipate, what's the likelihood of California having an earthquake? Huge. When is it going to happen? You will never know. So that if it did happen, the likelihood of you being able to appropriately respond to getting out of its way in time was zero. Earthquakes are lightning fast. This is why it's so important to anticipate. And this goes for every person here. You have to know where you are and find out as much as you possibly. And if there are some blatant, obvious things, this dam and all the people that are in this waterway of this dam, this should have been their number one concern, because it was their number one threat. And it's the most obvious threat. By means of heart creating an earthquake in that area, or by the moon doing it, or by a CME hitting the planet and it actually compressing the planet to where the tectonic plates start to move and you have an earthquake. Natural. Either way, you didn't know how it was going to happen, but if it did happen, you was done. If it did. because of the speed and velocity of that overall water. You would not be able to get out of it. One of the things, bad things about California is this. They've got it so it's very easy to choke California off at points. The ingressing and egressing in California is very, very minimal because it has a natural barrier of the ocean to its west. Can't go into the ocean unless you have the appropriate equipment and boat. It has the mountains, the Sierra Mountains, on its east, and it has the Mojave Desert on its southeastern border. Treacherous terrain for you to get in and out of, treacherous terrain to try, and expensive to try to build through and around. So this is why you need to know where you are and the importance of it all and how things work, how it was engineered, how it was set up, where you're going to go, and how are you going to get there. Another thing with this orbital, let's get to the real point of it. Those were just the ancillary things. Now here's the real important thing. It's gold territory. An abundance amount of gold. There's so much gold in there that they prohibit people from digging in certain areas. There's national wildlife preserves all through there where you can't dig. You can't dig. Why? Because they want to keep that gold in the ground. Here's the significance of this. Over this weekend, they're supposed to get a lot of water, a lot of rain in the Orville area. And for those individuals, when they got that evacuation order to leave, they couldn't get out. It took them forever to get out, and it was very slow. Because as I said, the ingressing and egressing is very, very small. There's only one or two ways out of there. Very few ways to get around and get out of there. And those areas get congested because of how many people are there. So you had a disadvantage there. Then when they gave the evacuation order, they gave people 1 hour. And then you know, naive people, always wait for mainstream media and for so-called authority officials to tell them what to do, and they follow that to the T. They said, we got to get out of here right now. Well, you should have known that that dam was compromised because it didn't just get compromised overnight from an earthquake. You should have been prepared and already getting out the way in advance. But see, a lot of people don't, and I understand, but that does not, you know what, it still does not relinquish you of the responsibility of events. Just because we don't know certain things does not give us any form of immunity from the consequences of what we don't know. This is why I always say you can ignore reality, but you'll never be able to ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. That goes for me, you, and anybody else. So you try to look at the most obvious things, especially where you are. So for those individuals that are there, they knew that there was a drought there. Many of them may have not known by that drought being there that caused the erosion and it caused the structural damage to the overall reservoir and the overall dam and the spillways and the grounds in which they've been built on themselves. They may have not known that because that's something that you may not know unless you're an engineer or if someone told you. This is why it's so important sometimes to listen to Tando Radio Show and to listen to shows like that and forego all of that buffoonery and coonery of entertainment on everything else, because that entertainment is just giving you temporary comfort while you could be using that time to be eternally prepared. Be careful what you consume. And sometimes you don't need to be comfortable. We don't need a wishbone. We need a backbone to work through things. So now, when that water pressure from the drought, when the overall water levels went down, that caused the erosion and the compromising of the infrastructure of those grounds. That ground became unstable. Let me tell you something. You may have not known it, but those darn engineers in the federal government, they knew it, or they should have known. They knew or they should have known. It's no excuse, they knew. And if you were living in that area before the water started to fill back up in those dams, you should have been monitoring what was going on there, because every person in that area saw what I saw. And it was apocalyptic. It was like looking at a reservoir that had mud puddles. And you didn't think that there was something wrong. You didn't question. Why? Because the system didn't tell you. Now, when the system did tell you to evacuate, they told you to evacuate and they gave you an hour. And they said, watch the roaches run. Turn on the lights. And people were leaving without being prepared, just getting out the way, putting whatever they could get in and getting out of the way. And while they ran off, their homes were being burglarized and broken into by looters. If you were in that area, the power of anticipation, you would have anticipated that dam being a problem, and you would have got out of the way and had an effective, efficient plan before they came with the rat race and the overall turn the lights on, let's watch the roaches run theory. You would have put yourself in a position. One, I think if you were there and you would have looked at, no, I don't want to ever live here if I possibly can. But if you did live there, you would have had a plan for an earthquake for where that would have been struck. And as soon as the earthquake happened, you would have already been ready to roll, because you would have had ready to, you would have to have been ready in 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes. And that makes all the difference in everything. While everybody else is crying, everybody else is saying what's happening, what's going on, and all this other stuff, being nosy, look at this building, look at that building, oh my goodness, look at this, look at that. You would have been taking those precious moments of time to get out of there. Excuse me, that moment in eternity to get out of there. But now, when the government told them to leave, it was hasty. And now they told them it's okay to go back? Have you seen that spillway? That overall erosion is going up. It is, the water is actually becoming a force multiplier and destroying that dam even further right now. There is no way that they're going to be able to keep up with anything. Then they're going to let people back in. And even if they don't let people back in, that overall, once this rain comes, if the rain comes the way that they anticipate from the storm that I saw that was coming directly towards that area, and the overall bands of rain, and the amount of rain that are within those bands, that dam is not going to uphold. That dam ain't going to make it. And you're going to have all that water going in the path of least resistance in a wave like you've never seen before, unless you've been on some of the great waves of Hawaii and South Africa, seen 30 foot waves and all of that stuff. That's what this thing is going to be in different areas. You already know what the destructive power of water is. But listen, getting ready to go to a commercial break. Getting ready to jump into the last part of the show. Want to talk about why this possibly is and what this means and why, even if you are not in Goldsville, California, this can adversely affect you, and why you need to have the power of anticipation instead of failing to anticipate. So, all has something to do with the coming events. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. See, I don't know every family that's in that area and what their overall conditions are, but I do know this. Everyone that is in that area is now adversely affected by the the events that they could have prepared for. And they would have had even more leverage by presenting that, preventing or preparing for those events. Now, I'm going to get into why I think this is very, very possible. And this could give the perfect plausible deniability for it to have another Katrina event, but by different magnitudes, by different ways. Because whenever there's assets that are involved, ladies and gentlemen, the system needs assets in order to maintain an economy. Just like you need assets to maintain your sovereignty. And some of the assets that are needed to maintain an economy are intrinsical assets. And like I said, just like you need intrinsical assets to maintain your sovereignty, your physical life, and I do believe that in your spiritual life as well. Why is that? Because assets, your biggest asset, ladies and gentlemen, to your sovereignty is your talent, your capabilities. What is it that you can do? That's an asset. That's an intrinsical talent and an intrinsical asset that is exclusively and uniquely yours. No one does what you do and how you do it the way you do it but you. Not your Siamese twin, not your identical twin, not this, not that, but you. Because you were uniquely all given the free will, and that free will, now that free will has talents that go along with it, and it's up to you how you're going to use it. That, ladies and gentlemen, is your individual inalienable ability that no man has given you. So no man can take it away. But a man can trick you into surrendering. It's the exact same thing for the living planet's assets and the universal assets. One of the universal assets that's there, there are many different planet, earthly assets and talents and energies that, and excuse me, in intrinsical assets that are there. But gold is one of the universal assets that are there that man is looking to harvest and to harness and to control to keep you in a state of surrendering your talent. Whenever anyone says that you don't need certain things for sustainability, they have no clue the energy that goes with it. In order for life to be sustainable, it has to have the continuous flow of energy. Without energy, ladies and gentlemen, there is no life in all forms and fashions. Even if it is a made-up economy, the made-up economy that has been actually penned by man through laws, through the, a letter of the law, economic laws and monetary laws, those have to have energy in order to have it being viable, sustainable, and relevant. If it didn't have those energies, it would not be there. And some of the energies that it needs is human resources is number one, and it also needs the also uses and takes and uses the energy of the living planet itself and its talent, aka oil. It also uses universal talents and intrinsical assets, aka silver and gold. This is a theft by will. The system is able to do it because they choose to do it. And in Goldsville, California, when that water, if that dam is compromised, if they get this rain that they're scheduled to get, and if that dam is compromised, all of that gold-rich area will be wiped away of all of its claimers of people. Every person that's there will lose their claim to that land because they will just wash it away by way of a disaster through water, and then FEMA will come in and give them a check of pieces of paper of notes. And then they're going to lose the opportunity to have a earthly and universal asset and talents to maintain their overall stability and sovereignty. That's why this is no coincidence. This is why, to me, it's the tallest dam in the country. Because it damn sure is going to change the overall paradigm of economy globally. And when that water goes through, wipes out all those people claim, just like it did in Sierra Leone when they found a large gold deposit. They tried to get the people off the land. The people wouldn't go, and then all of a sudden Ebola broke out there, and you know that as the Ebola breakout of 2015. 2011, they find a large gold deposit inside of Haiti. Want to get those people out the way? So what do? They have an earthquake, and then the foundation known as the Clinton Foundation is given stewardship over the recovery program and the gold deposit that's there. People say it's conspiracy theory. No, that's because you're an asshat. And that's not a curse word. There is actually that's what people are. You choose to believe the liar that deceives. Now, Katrina, that area is rich in natural gas. And this system knows how important, these corporations know how important, how relevant assets, physical assets, and the physical talent of this earth, this living earth, and this universal, the living universal paradigm is. You don't know it. We don't know it. Why? Because we've been schooled not to know. And we follow our teachings. They tell us when to riot, when to protest, when to march, when to scream, when to vote, when to do this, and all of this has everything to do with the stealing of your talent. And the stealing of, by will, the talents of the earth, the talents of the universe. Why? Because they can. They can because they have free will just like you. You choose not to know or seek not to know. They sought to know, and then what they did with what they found out becomes the law that favors them, the fascist state, So when this dam, this Goldville Dam, ruptured, all that water is going to go down. And all of those people is going to be a national, is going to be, a FEMA is going to deem it a national disaster area. And they're going to come in, and all those people there, they're not going to want their land back. They're going to want just to be paid. They're going to give them all the cash that they can print or digitally create. You know why? Because it takes no energy to create it, because it don't live. The instrument of debt, they're going to take it. Many of them is going to be asking for it and demanding that they do it. We demand you to give us slave wages. And people are going to say, we'll take slave wages. And they're going to say, we're going to give you slave wages. We gave you what the people wanted, because we so deemed and schooled them to ask for enslavement. Not being facetious, just being truthful. It's really time for us to not know and pride ourselves on how much we can regurgitate from the institutions of stupidity. And start to reconnect with our overall universal truths. And many of us say this is hogwash because we don't know any universal truths. We only know what we've been schooled. And when this water comes down, why is this so important? Because they realize that there's a war, and there's going to be a new economic system that's brought up, and that economic system is going to be based in the universal and earth talents as resources, and the human talent of resources, that being your working labor force, human resources. They name it and told you what it is. We still didn't get it. We didn't get it because they didn't tell us. And we didn't ask until they told us. We got to stop asking them and start asking ourselves questions. Why? Question is more important than an answer. And when this happens, they realize that they need to get all of those people out of the way so they can lay claim and go in unimpeded to recover all of that gold that's still in the ground. And I'm going to tell you, and if you know anything about history, these people care not about human life of their so-called citizens, because you're not citizens of theirs. They have no right over you. That was some stuff they made up. But it don't matter how much they make up. It matters only what stuff you believe and give energy to and buy. Some stink because we keep buying stuff. Family show, keep it that way. So, I wouldn't be surprised that this is a part of what will be claimed. One of the things that's very important that California and Nevada provides, it provides gold, silver, in a very rare form of silver and gold infused. And Nevada provides for a very large portion of what's known as rare earth elements. And you can't fight a war without rare earth elements in modern times. You can't fight a war without silver and rare earth elements in modern times. China has the largest deposits of rare earth elements. Then there's Africa that has a large holding of it. And Africa has sided with China. Also, Nevada has a large amount of it. This is why you saw the Bundy Ranch ordeal. They didn't care about the farmers having their cows walking all over the Nevada-California desert in between Los Angeles and Vegas. They didn't care about that, and they got all rid of all of those ranches because they cared about what was underneath the ground. And they bought it. And when they do this, if this thing happens, you're going to have a massive flood of people running north. Reestablish the refugee problem and have a call for martial law. And that is going to be a problem of immense proportions. They're going to lay claim to what's in that ground. Now, the thing is that they have no more or no less legal right to it than you do. But here's the catch. They created the legality for them to have it and for you not to have it and for you not to want it. Because they tricked you into having your free will think something else, and that's how you execute. And people said, I'm doing what I want to do. You're right. But that make it the best thing that you should be doing? We all should be learning something. Why should we ever be afraid of truth? Shouldn't we garnish ourselves and hold ourselves to a truth? But many of us want to uphold a lie if it favors us. We've been taught that in school as well. So, this is what I definitely see why this is no coincidence. And it's, in my opinion, there's no way in the world. Just as Obama reclaimed and named a large portion of millions and millions of acres in California and Nevada as national preserves so that they couldn't be dug upon after coming from the ASEAN meeting that he was called to in Palm Springs or in Coachella last year, or in that region, the high desert region, the Coachella Valley in the Palm Spring area. And after he left there, boom, millions of acres were claimed by the government in California. Now you see why. Now you see these people. A lot of people we have a problem with saying, well, I don't see that. Well, that's because we generally look 2 weeks ahead, a slave wage payment ahead. We don't look 100 years and we don't invest. Invest means you take from your savings now, or you take from your labor now and put it forward, and you hold on to it for forward using. You preserve its freshness, you use it and hold on to it and preserve its freshness for you to use at a later date. They understand there is no way that you can ever be wealthy unless you become a prodigious saver. Don't teach you that, because they're constantly stealing your energy, your labor, your talents, your abilities. But this is not something that you should be mad at me at. Look at the system for what it truly is. Get closer to truth and be your truth. So, we got 2 minutes left. Right after Tando Radio Show, we got Black in Business, B.I.B.'s coming on with CC, with CC and Joseph. I think is we got to call it. Oh, Brother Davis, go ahead, Brother Davis.
Hey, brother, excellent show. I just wanted to add one key ingredient: health is wealth. Don't kid yourself. They can't take none of that stuff with them. But if you got your health, you are very rich in understanding how to sustain it. I just wanted to add that, brother. Peace.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Your health, that means that you have the ability to harness your talents and your energy. So true. So true. So, all right, everyone, we got 2 minutes left. If you'd like to get in on, you have a question or comment, definitely give us a call. What's the number? 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. This is definitely a play that you're going to continue to see use and happen throughout the world, because it's worked so well. It's worked so well before, and it's going to work again. It's no coincidence that they named that what they named it. It's no coincidence that it has that name. But do we know the meaning of these things? And once you start to untie it, then you start to see where the evidence lies, and you can start to see who has the means, motive, opportunity, and methods to do the crime that has been committed against humanity. So, everyone, hold on for B.I.B. coming on next after Tando Radio Show. So I just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.